Hi, I'm David Dodge. Welcome to Green Energy Futures. The Energy Mix is a Canadian news service that just celebrated its 10th anniversary after publishing and sharing more than 30,000 stories on climate change. The Energy Mix covers climate change across a broad swath, including special focus areas on cities and communities, electric mobility, heat and power, and community climate finance. Mitchell Beer is the founder, publisher, and passion behind the Energy Mix.
I've been in and around the renewable energy space since 1977, climate change since 1997. And for most practical purposes, my first job was at a paper called Canadian Renewable Energy News that launched on Halloween, so October 31st, 1977.
Beer was trained in journalism and has watched as climate change has evolved from the hinterlands of journalism to the forefront.
Last September, I got to attend a climate journalism conference in New York City at the Columbia Journalism School. There were 200 of us in the room. One of the panel chairs said, "I'm on air every night to an audience of 8 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's better than it's ever been, and I'm so proud of the profession that we're doing that." The Washington Post, I think last year or late in 2022, they were in the middle of layoffs. I think they still are, but they expanded their climate desk to 30 people. 30 people. At one paper.
The name, the Energy Mix, refers both to the mix of energy, which is transitioning, and
a mix is also, we've got a bunch of different perspectives. And what this looks like in Fort McMurray or in Estevan, Saskatchewan, is going to be really different from what it looks like, you know, in the center of the universe in downtown Toronto.
The Energy Mix doesn't shy away from the hot issues of climate change, but it's about more than that.
We see a lot of publications out there that just strictly focus on the crisis. And frankly, I think that is journalistic and professional and community malpractice, because if all we're doing is driving people deeper into despair, that's not going to work.
When it comes to Alberta, it's not the innovative solutions and success stories that are making the headlines these days, but rather the province's attacks on renewable energy and its single-minded focus on conventional energy. Beer would rather be reporting on Alberta's once booming renewable energy industry.
I would love to report the story, but I doubt it's where she wants to go. And basically, they are doing their best to obstruct the industry that is Alberta's best shot at diversifying its economy, getting out of the boom and bust cycle that has plagued the province for generations. We've been following closely the way the gas industry is desperately, desperately trying to get new connections into the ground right now. As many as possible of those will be hooked up to gas, which means that either they'll be locked into that fuel for the next 20 or 30 years.
Locking into natural gas is problematic, since there's no way to capture emissions from burning it to heat homes. Beer has built the Energy Mix from the ground up as a not-for-profit news service, but its focus is on solving climate change.
We're a news outlet, but our mission is not to build a news empire. In fact, we're trying to work ourselves out of a job by 2035. If there's still a need for the Energy Mix by 2035, we'll have a bigger problem.
And of course, the Energy Mix is about much more than these issues. But ironically, another Alberta story tops the headlines this week at the Energy Mix. The headline reads, "Pilot solar community in Alberta fears potential shift to gas heating." The story is about Okotoks, where the idea of solar thermal heating was pioneered at community scale years ago. Learn more in our blog at greenenergyfutures.ca. For Green Energy Futures, I'm David Dodge.